Can I apply for the building permit like there's a scan this tomorrow?
Can. But you're smart to wait till you get your appeal process for 30 days after the finding of the factor then.
Thank you.
Next application is case number 11354. The application of Deborah LaPresti. Hope I got that one right.
Good.
This is an application located north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, being northwest of Blueville Drive, 1,580 feet north of Swan Drive, and being lot 55, block G of Swan Keys Development, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 12.16, parcel 174, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. This request specifically is for a 4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a dwelling, and requesting a 7.2-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an air conditioning platforms. Gentlemen, there's no letters in support or in opposition to this application, and we did receive one mail return. That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Stark, 2961 Skeeter Neck Road, Frederica, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I so swear.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm here on behalf of Deborah LaPresti. She couldn't show up tonight. I am John Stark, construction manager with Atlantis Homes. We have strived over the years to come forward to be the speaker for the houses that we represent when we try to sell them, just to make sure if there's any issues, we're going to address those before we ever set a house. So we're coming before you because the lady had a 12 wide with a built-on screen room on the house. Her husband passed away. She decided she wanted to replace that house with a newer one. She had several options to deal with. She came to us for the 16 by 74, and I think you have a print that shows the way the house is supposed to be placed on the property. Originally, the house you had there before was like 5.2 feet off of the one side. We shifted it, so we ended up with that 6 foot, so we could square it up with the lot. The uniqueness of the property is such, if you're familiar with Swan Keys, because you have a lagoon on one side, road on the other, houses on both sides. We knew that when you tried to replace another house, the issue was that they used to have, I'm pretty sure they used to have like a 5 or 6 foot setback on the side of the lot. I think it was 5. But then they went to 10 foot when you decided to put new houses out. This was predominantly you owned your property, but it was set up like a mobile home park because you had a lot of single wides in there. And then people started putting doubles and then two stories, and it's just grown like everything else that everybody else is coming forward for. The lady did not want to do that. She only wanted to have something larger than what she had and newer than what she had. We opted for the setback so that we could place the 16 by 74 just about in line with where the house was before. We asked for the variance for the air conditioner because it's on the side, which they give you, charge lines for the AC. That's how far it'll go, and that's why we wanted to ask for it on that particular side there. As you can see, most of her staircases are coming out on the other side of the house. The biggest issue that we have with this one, which is why we didn't want to move it, her husband, like I said, did pass away. They had planted a crepe myrtle upon the property. There was no way she was going to tear that tree down. So we've had to adjust that house over to the side so we could stay far enough away from her tree. I'm hoping that answered most of the uniqueness questions and variance questions we needed, unless you guys have any other questions for me. All right.
I said I'll find out for you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, then, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson, start with you.
Okay, so basically she just wanted a little larger living area.
Yes. Yeah, and one of the things which I didn't address, of course, was the uniqueness of, or the, did it change the area that much? Like I said, they have a lot of singles, doubles. It's eclectic look of the whole development. So since she's replacing one with one that's just a little larger than what she had, it's not going to change the outlook of the area.
So basically, how much more is she encroaching than with the new proposed home than she was the old one?
None. Actually, she's going to be farther away from the other house by 0.8 feet because we had it at 6 foot before, and she's going to stay the same on one side.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Rigger.
So so what she's really doing is placing the same footprint but bigger.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're taking away where she had the room addition, which is, I call them like silver top awnings that they had off the side. Mm-hmm. That's the side that the 16 wide is going into. So that gives her just a little bit of space if she wants to build any more decks or anything else. Closer to that tree, she has a little bit more room to do it, that's all.
It's a shame. You speak very well here. You couldn't convince her?
We tried. I mean, I realize that I'm dealing with three different salespeople because she was dealing with several different options from everybody else, and they were all trying to hit her with everything else about what to do with that tree. And I'm like, we can put a 16 wide on there, ma'am, for you, and keep it away from that tree. So that's the best we could do.
I guess that tree's been there a long time.
Well,
her husband planted it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Okay. That answers that question.
All right. Any others?
No.
Okay, Mr. Bartman?
No questions.
And then Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
And I have no further questions. Mr. Shelton?
Is part of the lot in the lagoon in there? It looks like...
Actually, they show the Lawrence can probably help me out with this. When they give them the property corners, because we have the four dots you see next to the dotted line next to the bulkhead, that's the actual property. But I think the property description gives them halfway to the lagoon, doesn't it?
The surveyor's probably drawn it correctly. It shows that the property encroaches about 10 feet into the lagoon.
Yeah.
So the actual size of
They bulkhead it.
Yeah, the actual size of the buildable area there is much smaller than what it would normally be for a lot of that.
Correct.
Size.
They could actually build right up to the bulkhead.
Yeah.
In this case, because the property line goes down into the lagoon.
I presume there's some flooding issues down there, which may make it not desirable to be that close to the lagoon.
Yeah, and it used to be that their bylaws was, I think you had to stay at least 5 feet away from the front. They used to have houses, you would get them as like 14 by 70s. You couldn't do it down there because they said it could no more than 65 feet because they had to maintain that setback from the bulkhead.
Most of your homes on Blueville Drive, I believe I'm familiar with that, that are into the lagoon, aren't they? Their properties.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and most of them were so that the pinch end of the house actually faces right out to the
Do a lot of those homes down there, I've been there for a while, go right up to the bulkhead?
No, normally the houses set back probably like this one. We've got it 6 feet. They're usually like 5 or 6 feet back. They'll put like a flat deck out there toward the bulkhead.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. And any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has described the lot as being unique in just the size and the constrictions within the property. I believe he has exhibited that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use and it cannot otherwise be developed. I also believe it is not created by the applicant because he's actually reducing the encroachment from what the previous building has. And I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,354.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,354. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rick?
Aye.
Mr.
For the reasons stated.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Milk?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,354 is approved.
Thank you.